This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. The race for the 6th Congressional District in Massachusetts has become one to watch nationally. Seth Moulton, a political newcomer and Iraq veteran with 3 degrees from Harvard, has unseated 18-year Congressman John Tierney in the primary. In the general election, Moulton will face a former state senator, the socially moderate Republican Richard Tesei, who almost beat Tierney 2 years ago. Moulton told WBUR's Radio Boston today that Tesei would represent more of the same in D.C. and would support the current Republican leadership.
It doesn't matter how moderate Richard Tesei is. If he's going to vote for that regime in Washington, then he's going to be part of the problem, not part of the solution.
We spoke this afternoon with Richard Tesei, who says Moulton's win does not change his plan of attack.
At the end of the day, I know if I do my work, if I meet enough people, if I tell people, you know, what I want to do for them, I'll attract people to my candidacy, and it doesn't matter who I'm running against.
But you do have a formidable opponent in terms of someone who achieved this big upset that's getting national attention, you know, someone with this blue chip pedigree. And I'm wondering, how do you change your approach now that this is the scenario you face rather than a congressman who's been dogged by ethical issues?
Well, we're in a situation in this district, it's pretty unique. For the first time, I think, in more than 40 years, we have an open seat. And the voters are going to look at both candidates. You know, I think Seth has a lot of great accomplishment in his life, but I've had a lot of great accomplishment in my life, too. I was the youngest Republican ever elected to the legislature. I served 6 years in the House, 20 years in the Senate. I was the Senate Minority Leader. I own a small business that I've built. It's a real estate brokerage business. I deal with people and help solve problems all day in that business. And I won't have to go to the Kennedy School to learn how to be a legislator. You know,
I imagine that's a reference to Seth Moulton having a Kennedy School degree.
No, there's a Kennedy School legislative class that takes place at the beginning. You know, I know how to do it. That's what I did for 26 years. I know how to represent working families. And it's those type of things that I think the voters will find attractive.
Richard Tesei, where do you view Seth Moulton as vulnerable?
You know, I want this to be a campaign. There are so many different things going on. I mean, there are people who are unemployed right now who can't get jobs. There are people who are underemployed. There are people who are really hurting with the economy the way it is right now. And I want this to be a campaign about issues, and I think that the two of us have different visions. I'm not sure what Seth's is because, you know, whenever any issue came up during the campaign, he pretty much said he would vote the same way John Tierney did. And, you know, people want change, but they also recognize that we need a change in the direction of the country, and that's what I hope to be able to bring about.
So give us an example of two issues where you think you would vote very differently than Seth Moulton would, and how you think that might be refreshing to voters.
Seth Moulton said that he would vote for Obamacare. You know, I wouldn't have voted for Obamacare because I would have read the bill, first of all, and recognized the damage that that would do to the health care law that we had in place in Massachusetts that was passed on a bipartisan basis. Apparently, nobody in our congressional delegation knew that at the time and couldn't forewarn us. You know, here's a state with 98% of the people insured when that bill was passed, and now we're at a point where we literally have hundreds of thousands of people in Massachusetts on temporary insurance, and we've spent $500 million on a website that still doesn't even work.
All right, and so you wouldn't have voted for Obamacare. What's another way you differ on the issues from Seth Moulton?
Well, I don't support President Obama's proposal to allow 5 million illegal immigrants to have amnesty. Seth Moulton does. I mean, that's another issue.
Seth Moulton certainly comes off this primary with sort of a big boost just in terms of national attention and national press. Do you have something you plan to do to really try to get yourself out there in the headlines very quickly and in a big way?
I don't need to be in the headlines in the national press. I just completed a 39-town tour, so I am out meeting thousands of people, you know, on a regular basis and listening to some of the things that are affecting their lives. And I think that we can do a lot better job making the government more responsive to people and clearing up some of the dysfunction that's taking place in Washington.
Richard Tesei, Republican candidate for the 6th Congressional District in Massachusetts, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thanks.